again, Tisha B'Av, Tav Shinayim Vav. This is a period, this is a tkufa, this is a day that we don't look forward to. The Paiskim tell us, we don't say Shachiyanu, V'kimanu, V'giyanu L'zman Hazeh during this whole entire period of Ben Amsarim, because it's not something we await, it's not something we look for. I saw a fascinating Levush. The Levush says, whereas on Purim, the Megillas Esther is written on a cloth. The Megillas Eicha, we don't write on a cloth. And he says a fascinating reason. He says, because Megillas Esther we prepare for, and therefore we invest effort and we write up a cloth. He says, Eicha, if we were to invest the effort to procure a parchment and write it as a proper Megillah, his lashon is nira k'misyayish min agula. It looks like we're preparing for Tisha B'Av. We gave up hope on the Gula. Tisha B'Av is not something we prepare for. I just want to mention, the truth is, in Klal Yisrael, for the last thousands of years, in our long galus, on Tisha B'Av, the minig was to say kinnis. And the minig was not to give speeches and to discuss it and publicly talk about it, but every individual said the kinnis by himself. And the reason is simple. Imagine, chas v'shalom, a person is sitting shiva, a person is being misabel over a karev that died a day before, 2 days before. It's not a time for speeches. When a person's avelus, you sit and you mourn and you wallow in grief. It's not the time for articulating speeches. And such was the hergish of every yid. When it comes Tisha B'Av, it's a time when you just sit and misabel and you say kinnis. Kinnis were meant to be a lament. A kinna is supposed to be an expression of pain, of personal anguish. And therefore, it was not a time for speeches. However, with the Yeridus Adairis, Klal Yisrael people don't have that sense of mamish avelus. And by conducting ourselves in that manner of just saying the kinnis, unfortunately, many people don't feel and are not misoyer, and taka don't have that mindset. And as such, the decision was made to make that Shinui, to reflect our current state, and that we do talk about and gather today to talk a little, just to express a little, to understand why we're sitting on the floor and why we're being misabel. Chazal tell us that the Churban Beis Hamikdash occurred because of multiple averes. Chazal tell us that the Bayis Rishon was the Shalosh Chamuras, and the Bayis Sheni was Sinas Chinam. Now, if you look at Yeshaya and Yirmiyah and Yecheskel and the Nevi'im, you see a tremendous searing rebuke that the Nevi'im described the spiritual state of Klal Yisrael in the Tkufa preceding the Churban. And I want to point out that it's very, very important to realize that Klal Yisrael, we are a very unique nation. Most nations of the world, when they record the history, when they write the Sefer Divrei HaYamim of the particular nation, they write about their glories, they write about the triumphs, they write about the high times. Everything they write is about from a perspective of a good light, of making that particular nation look good. Klal Yisrael is unique in that we have no problem painting our forefathers or recording for all of time the history of our avoidness, of our low times. And perhaps our high times are not that discussed so much. And Fakert, that's because of the Gevaldig Amitius, the sense of Emes. We are a nation, we don't write history, Litzarich history. We're the history, the Devian that were written is for the Torah, for the importance of a lesson with Doris. And it's important, Rabbi Miller would mention this in his Svarim many times, that one who learns Tanakh, you get the sense that the matzav was terrible. The chatoyim, we're talking about serious, serious chatoyim, seem to have been rampant. And perhaps somebody could have a mistaken notion and think, are we so terrible? Are we so much worse than the tkufa of the Beis HaMikdash? We always want the Beis HaMikdash, we were misabel, if the Beis HaMikdash would only be built, things would be better. One could ask, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, things were terrible also. I mean, the psukim say unbelievable language reflecting the low level of morality of Klal Yisrael at the time. But Rabbi said it's a tremendous, tremendous mistake, and for two important reasons. First of all, a lot of times when Chazal magnify and talk about a chet, it doesn't mean that every single individual is involved in that chet. Chazal have a koyach in the Nevi'im, where individual chatoyim that happen amongst certain people, the language used that it reflects as if the entire nation was involved in that chet. Either it's midalai micha, or bechlal, it's a very harsh language. We put HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktov and chasidov and tzadikov kechot asayim. And therefore, a lot of mention of the chatoyim come about in a language as if it's mamish terrible. But we have to realize the spiritual level of Klal Yisrael b'shas, the Beis HaMikdash, was something we cannot fathom, we cannot imagine, we cannot relate to. It was so much higher than something that we could ever, ever achieve without the Beis HaMikdash. All the chatoyim notwithstanding, we're bali bechira, no matter how high the spiritual level, is going to be chet. That's the essence of the human condition, that we are bali bechira. I mean, even right after Maimon HaSinai, the tremendous scholars of the Matan Torah, Yetzias Mitzrayim, still we find the Korach, we find the Slav, we find the Meimeriva. The possibility for chet always exists. It doesn't mean the spiritual level was so low. And it's very important to realize that we can't even fathom. Chazal tell us, "Mishenim k'malachim anu k'bnei adam, mishenim k'bnei adam anu k'chamayim v'afilu like k'chamayim shal pichas ben yoyah." We have no asaga even in previous generations. And Rizkarov once commented, he said he feels he has no one to talk to in his generation. Somebody asked him why there's so many chashuvah people. He said, to a generation that never saw the Chofetz Chaim and the Birkei Shmuel, Reb Baruch Ber, he says, I have no one to talk to. They have no asara, no concept what high levels of ruchnius are. And the Chen L'malo B'Kodesh, it said, it's recounted when the Goyim, by Kabbalah Shabbos, used to say the Pasuk, Hayoyimim B'Toyloi Sushmol, his face would become so deep red, his face would be so full of Yerushalayim, Hayoyimim B'Toyloi Sushmol, that people say that whoever witnessed the Goyim, the Slavs, the Sayers, from the Goyim when he said that, he says it wasn't Shaykh to have Shaykh's connection to Chet for 6 months. That the impact was so strong. The Chayim L'malo B'Kodesh, we have no Asaga, what it means in the Nevi'im, we have no Astanoim, Mamaroim, these are things that are beyond our ken. And even though today we're going to sit and talk about the various Chatoim that led to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it needs to be framed in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktov and chasidov v'chot asayra, and we're magnifying their chatoyim for our benefit. But avada, the spiritual darga of Klal Yisrael then, was something that was unbelievable. Even somebody whose exact status was not clear, Yosifun, it's recorded in Yosifun, the Yaris Devash brings down, that Yosifun himself said that somebody who walked into the Beis HaMikdash, the mere fact that your feet tread on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, he says a lashon, he says you were masik chachma, ki amokim admas kodesh. And he says shelachen hutzchu lalach from the sandal, you had to go without shoes. He says in order there shouldn't be a chatzitza between the floor of the Beis HaMikdash and a person, kidei sheyasigu v'yashpiu hakedusha me'adama, in order to receive and absorb the Kedusha that was in the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. You walked in the Beis HaMikdash, you came away with a Mishunidika spiritual, Mishunidika sense of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know you go to a shvuz, Every once in a while, you hear something that's unbelievable, and more the case serves. Every time you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, can you see and take a Torah, the Hashem, Yishalayim, you walked out, you were a different person. Chazal tell us that Yonah HaNavi became a prophet, became a Navi, by the Simchus Beis HaShayevash, and Sham Shah and Ruach HaKadosh. The experience of walking into the Beis HaMikdash was transformative. And all that, it's obvious that we're missing. And when we discuss the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's Pashit, we're not talking about the physical structure. We're talking about the fact that the Beis HaMikdash, quote-unquote, was the hard drive of Klal Yisrael spirituality. Nevuah, just like you have on the computer screen, what you see, it all comes from the hard drive. The Nevuah, the Shefa of Torah, that all came to the nerve center through the Beis HaMikdash. And if we have difficulty today having a Geshmak in Davening, if we feel Mitzvah Noshem Ulmada, we don't feel connected, we don't feel inspired, there's one simple reason for that. Because our hard drive is locked, we're missing the hard drive. We have instead a shallow replica. It's not, we're missing everything. It says, Malka v'sarel b'agoyim en teyo kami v'viyel l'motzu chazoyim. All high levels of ruchnias, the feeling of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we lost totally with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And our entire experience of Yiddishkeit is a mere shadow of what Yiddishkeit could really be. People say, if I would only see a Ness, I would be inspired. If I see the Rebbein Shalom make a Shini HaTeva, that would be meaningful. If I witness something like that, that would be transformative. Chazal tell us, Asara Nisim, Hoyel Abaseinu, in the Beis HaMikdash, Kol Yom. And the Mishnah Novis list the 10 Nisim. And the Mepharshim say it's Tana V'Shaya, there were more Nisim. Imagine a time you had a debate about somebody, is everything scientific? Today the current culture tells us everything is scientific. There's nothing more, we're all scientific. Everything has a scientific explanation. There's nothing more than what our eyes see, what our hands feel. You walk into the Beis HaMikdash, there could be a hurricane going on. But you saw the Anan that was on top of the Marocha went straight up. No matter how much it was raining, it never went out. The column of smoke, the pillar of smoke never veered. There were overt Nisim that were in the Beis HaMikdash at all times. And Asara Nisim, so many Nisim, was that we saw the presence of the Shekhinah. If you open up a Sefer Ezra, it's very interesting. The Sefer Ezra starts off when the Klal Yisrael came back by the second Beis HaMikdash, that there were, the younger generators, there was a dichotomy, there was a big difference in the emotions. The younger generation was ecstatic. They rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, it was unbelievable. This was, they were brothers for 70 years, now they had the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Canaan, the Pasuk says, there's a Canaan that remembered the glory of the first bias, they were crying. And the Navi in Ezra describes how the cries of the elders mingled with the cries of joy of the younger generation. If you think about it, what was the difference in the first and the second? The Gemara says it was Chamisha Dvarim. It was five things. One of them was Shekhinah. The level of Shekhinah in the first Beis HaMikdash was of a totally different nature than the level of Shekhinah that existed in the second Beis HaMikdash. The Zakenim sensed that right away. And no matter how wonderful it was that they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, the Zakenim realized that and sensed, they felt, it was nothing like the spiritual charge that existed in the first Beis HaMikdash. And maybe they cried and cried and cried, because even though they had the second Beis HaMikdash, but it was nothing in comparison to the first. The youngsters didn't realize that. They just saw the second. And what could we say that they had no Beis HaMikdash for so many years, and the years go by, and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we're totally missing that. People have questions, entire books are being written to be mechazik, the youth, in emunah, in existence of Hashem. It's a Himmel Gishrei. It's mamash a Himmel Gishrei. It's all long part of the galus that we've lost that deep, deep connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we would have the Beis HaMikdash, all that wouldn't exist. I just want to end off and share with you a story in the Medrash. I think the story in the Medrash Stam gives us perspective what was probably common folk back in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, not the first Beis Hamikdash, but even the end of the second Beis Hamikdash, which was a dismal period. But the Medrash, from this Medrash we get an insight what a Jewish family looked like 2,000 years ago. The Medrash says as follows. Maisa de Miriam Basnachtum. Miriam Basnachtum, Shemishbis, she was in captivity, he, the Shiva Banel, her and seven sons. This is a different version of the story of Hannah Shiva Banel. This is said as maybe it was another story of Miriam and Shiva Banel. Natlan Kezar, the Kezar, the local governor, took her and brought her seven children in front of him. The Kezar brought the first child, and he commanded the son, he should bow to the figure, to the idol. His instant response, I'm not bowing to any form. So the Kezar questioned him, why? And his instant response, there's no way I'm bound to an idol. Miyad itziu v'horbu. Hoitzi Hashemi. V'amalei ishtach v'litzelem. So he told him, he said, chas v'shalom. And he asked him why. So right away he said another pasuk. He says, shekach kosu v'teru li'ilhim achayim alponai. Miyad gozalov v'ergude killed him. And so on and so forth, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, each one instantly said a pasuk, didn't waver, they gave up their lives. It's impossible to bow in front of an idol. Finally, it came to the seventh son. And it came to the seventh son, and he told them, Mishtach v'letzelem, the Kezar said that they should bow to the idol. So he told him, Amalek Kezar, Achecha Savu Yomim, your brothers at least were older, and they had good days. They saw Verol Toiva. He says, Ata Katan, you're a child. He was a mere child. We'll see his age in a moment. He says, you're a mere child. He says, Lo Savata Yomim, Lo Savata Chayim, Vela Reisa Toiva Olam, Yishtachem Lutzelem. Ve'ezer Chobacha Toivas, he promised him all the good. Just do one act of bowing to the Tzelem. He says, Amalei, this child responds, Ksiv B'ter Seir HaShem Yim Loich Loilam Vod. He says, you are going to be Atem B'teilem V'Oiva B'teilem. Long term, we're here, you're not going to be here. He says, I'm not going to bow to you. And so on and so forth. Amalei, finally, the Kezar saw he couldn't reason with this young child. He had a response for everything. So finally, he told him, he says, you know what? He says, Hareini mashlech tabati la'aretz, I'm going to throw my ring to the ground, lefnei atzelem. Vikbiya, you pick up the ring, they should yedu akol sheshmata b'koyli. This way it will be obvious to everybody that you listen to me. When the child heard that, he says, oh, he realized that now it's an issue of ego already, that the king is embarrassed in front of his friends, that this young child won him with arguments. Omalei, the child responded, Chaval Alecha Kezar. Look at this amazing sense of truth of this child. He says, without any fear, he tells the Kezar, he says, Ma, Matam Misyar, Bnei Adam, look how terrified you are from other people. Bnei Adam, Shem Kemoyscha, they're mere mortals. Is Ani, you're so scared of your friends. Ani la Yisyar, Mimelech, Malcha, Amloch, Makadosh Baruch Hu, Alkei Olam. And I shouldn't be scared of the Rebbein Shalom who said that I shouldn't do this. Omalei, the Kezar said, V'chiyesha loika lo'ilam, is there taka a Rebbein Shalom in the world that's in control? Omalei, the child responded, Alali Alech Kezar, woe is to you, Kezar. V'chi oilam shal hefker v'yisa. Did you see a world that's hefker? Avada is the Rebbein Shalom. The world is full of plan, of precision, of design. How could it be not? And again, the Medrash says a whole bunch of psukim that this child told the Kezar. And he rebuked him strongly. And finally, the child said, "We're going to go down, but l'seif hakadosh baruch hu asid l'par minchas demenu." And it's mavul l'rais. Miyad gazal of lahar goy. The kezar said he has to be killed. Omer lo ima b'chayi roish kol kezar tenoes bini. The mother said, "This Miriam bas Nachtom." He said, "Kezar." He says, "Give me my child, just for a moment, before you take him to kill him." V'chabkeu v'anashkeu. I would like to hug and to kiss the child. Nosnu lo, he gave the child to the mother. V'hitziu lo dadeo v'nikase cholav. She started nursing him. That's how young the child was. Omru lo b'chai roishcha. Kezar hageni t'chila. She pleaded with the Kezar, "Please kill me before." V'achach kachargu. She didn't want to see her child being killed. Omru lo Kezar. The Kezar said, "Eneni shomea aloch. I'm not listening to you." Because it's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, "Shor zeh oisev es b'noi l'sish to be anecha." Right away, her response was, "Shoyte shabo'ilom, kvar kiyamta kol ha-mitzvahs v'la nishlacha ela zeh bovad." You mekayim the rest of the Torah that only this pasuk is missing. Miyad, tziva alav l'harga. Nafla imay alav, the mother fell on the child, v'yisam mechab kosoy, v'mushak kosoy, v'homiloy. And she said, "Bini, my son, lechet l'Avram avichem, go to Avram, your father, by Balor, go tell Avram avinu. Kach omro ime atazuach, daite Allah, Avram, don't be satisfied with yourself. The time of benisim is bech, you say, v'halesi yitzitzchak benoi, bini, you brought an akedah of one son. Hare yimeinu bansa shiva mizbechais, v'halsa shiva banu b'yemechad, I sacrificed 7 children in one day. After the sign, yours was an attempt to have him in the Bani Mice, and I did in actuality. Achaisim and Ashkasa, Mechabkasa, while she was kissing and hugging the child, Gazala, Barguala, and they killed the child. The Kivan Shenerad, once the child died, Shira Chachamim Shinoisi Shalaisi Tinek. Chazal made a determination, how old was that child? The Nimtza Ben Shtei Shonim Vishisha Chadashim Vishay Shay Sumatza. He was 2.5 years old. That's how old his child was. Aleyam Ksiv Kalecha Razim Kalayam. Mayra Rabbi said, could we even fathom and imagine a 2.5 year old in today's day and age having such a firm amuna, such a blazing strength to stand up in front of a Kezar? And with such a strong sense of truth, and to totally decimate the Kezar with arguments, the spiritual level of this child, of this family, we can't even fathom. And it doesn't say that they were Gedolei Ador. And such a tremendous amuna that existed then, that's all connected to the Beis Hamikdash. And we're sitting here today to be misabel on the fact that we don't have these tremendous sources of ruchnias. And that is the avodah today. We're also going to focus on the tzaras of Klal Yisrael throughout the Golus, which is all a result of the Churban, including the tzaras that we see the spiritual state of Klal Yisrael today. And Yiratzayim should be zeicha to have a full hisoyrus and takir realize what we're being misabel, what we're mourning for, and should be zeicha to internalize these messages.